Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
All right, y'all. Welcome, world. Welcome to Community Talk. I'm your host, Donnell Ballard. We got a great show here today, tonight. We're going to be talking about what's going on in our community. And we got my dear friend with us live. Good evening. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
All right. Well, you know, we got to talk about there's a lot of stuff going on in our community. You know, from the Craig family to inauguration night, getting ready to come up. How's that? First of all, I want you to introduce yourself and tell everybody a little bit about you.
Okay, my name is Christine Mills. I'm from Grand Prairie, Texas. And I'm a part of a civil rights organization and for social justice and equal justice initiative.
Oh,
and I'm calling tonight. I'm calling to you about the Craig family.
Right. How did you get started?
I got started because I myself needed an attorney. And what happens in some of our neighborhoods that never gets reported to the police department, and how when the police is called out, we don't get assistance. If we call them, we don't get help. They say we're the problem if somebody else calls or we call.
Right, right. Well,
so
I think what you... I definitely agree with you on that, especially as being as in the Black community, we really need to start coming together, and that's the one of the biggest things that I'm always preaching on my radio show, is how we as a Black community need to come together. How important is it for us as a community to come together?
That is almost detrimental. If we don't get it together in 2017, it's like we all of us are on our way to the cemetery.
Yes, I definitely agree with you on that, especially with so much going on. And now that Trump is getting ready to go into the office, do you think it's going to get worse?
Well, Obama gave us a hope message when he said we have to organize in our community. But if we don't have people who will stand with each other, we need to come out. DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth, Arlington, Grand Prairie, all the way down to Palestine, and who's ever listening tonight, I thank God for Donnell bringing this show the way he does. And we want to see this listening audience grow, because we're going to be asking you to call in, give your name, so we can grow this organization.
Thank you. And one thing about this radio show, I want us to start bringing, and you can co-host with me, because I'm always looking for a co-host. You can co-host with me. I think you're good at it. But I think it's important that we bring community leaders on, find out what they really talking about, find out what they really going to do for the community. Let's stop talking about it and be about it. That's going to be my new thing for 2017. Stop talking about it and be about it. It's important as a Black community that we just stop talking about it. Because I see a lot of, ain't no sense in me lying, Ms. Christine. I see a lot of Black community leaders always talking about it. But do you really see them being about it? Let's talk about that.
Okay. Well, I do know a lot of the organizations that we have, the protests, we go down to City Hall, we go on the steps of the courthouse. But then that's where it ends. They divide after they split. Sometimes they don't even come back. And I think putting your mouth on a preacher or attorney is not something that needs to be brought out. You need to bring those attorneys and the churches and the community together. But that fear, we got too much fear out there.
Yes, I definitely agree with you on that. And I think that's important. We have to be, you're right, your tongue, you make you or break you. And when you put your mouth on somebody else, you pretty much, you're asking for it. It's almost like you're making yourself look bad. So you're right. And if you tied up with an organization, all it takes is one person to make the whole organization look bad. Am I right about that, sister?
Absolutely. A house divided can't stand. Hmm. And Martin Luther King started with the church. And we got to get back to the steps of that church and let the pastors know. The church know at on the steps of the church, the people are afraid to come in because they can't trust a love or a friend. And that fear got to be, you know, it has to be just knocked out.
You are, oh my goodness, sister. You really make a good point. I want to say hi to Tony, who is tuned in to us out of Galveston, Texas. He said he's really enjoying the show. He said, Mr. Ballard, you're doing a great job. And I love what the lady is saying, and she is 100% correct. What you think about that?
Oh, man, I want you to call back because we need some organizers from the four corners of this map. State of Texas,
we got to
get that state legislative. We got to start with our schools. Our children are being that medication for ADHD. We got our children
You know what? I know you. You know what, Susan? Let me make a point. You are so right. You made a major statement when you said that, because I was in a situation. My son is 10 years old, Ms. Christine, and he was going to this certain school. I'm not going to name it because I never know if he's listening or not. Was going to this certain school, not the school that I work at, but the certain school. And the woman kept looking at him like he was only 4 years old at the time. He's 10 now, but he was only 4 years old. And she kept looking at him, and he said he was looking at me real strange. And she kept saying, well, Mr. Bella, I think he needs to go get checked for ADHD. I believe he's ADHD, which didn't make any sense to me because when we took him to the doctor, I took him to the doctor just to be on the safe side. But when I took him to the doctor straight up told me. She said, you know what, he's not acting like he's ADHD in this room. She said, and she made a statement. She said, a kid that is ADHD will act out and will be going from place to place everywhere, not just in one specific spot. So everybody that take your child to the doctor, make sure you go and get a second person to check it. I went as far as getting a third person. And you know what, Ms. Christine, all three of them told me the same thing. Ain't nothing wrong with your son. So it just lets you know these teachers don't want to fool with them. And I see that a lot because I work for the school district. And I see that a lot with our young people, our little ones. And I'm not going to lie, some of them are kind of wild, but a lot of them have behavior problems. They don't have no ADHD. I say behavior problem. And we start disciplining kids, you'll start seeing some changes. And you don't have to beat them. I'm going to tell everybody, you don't have to beat them because I work with special need kids. I work with all the kids. What you think?
One of the things that we dismiss in this day and time is how the children look for some love and tenderness and kindness. And one of the things, even as they get older, they're remembering how they were treated, how they were bullied. But that medication, if they start medicating these kids now, they sit like in a stupor. So what I'd like to do a shout out in this community to all single mothers. Thank God for Donnell's radio station. We want to see this audience grow. If you out there, send this information to Donnell. I don't want to put me out there yet till we can see if you're going to participate in these talks. We want you to call in.
Right.
We want to hear what happened to your child.
We're going to bring in Beverly, 910. You live on the radio. Good evening, Beverly. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
What do you think? I want you to say hi to Miss Christine.
Hello.
Hi, Beverly.
How are you?
It's a good evening, Beverly.
That's good.
We're starting.
So, what do you think about what me and Christine is talking about? Do you think it's true?
I think it's true. I absolutely think it's true, and I think people need to get away from all that medicine. And I think everyone should start doing a research on everything. I think that's what goes on with us so much is. We let a lot of stuff go by. We take other people's words for stuff and without doing our own research and without getting our own knowledge. And, you know, and a lot of people, and, you know, the saying is true. If you want to hide something from a person, put it in a book. And, I mean, that is true because a lot of people don't read.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You are.
I mean, a lot of stuff is
What you think about that?
I was going to ask Beverly, do you think fear has gripped the community because they can't take their kids out of the school and homeschool them? That would be great to have them in a school where this ADHD can be addressed without medication.
That is so true.
I agree about that, you know, totally. I think it does deal with a lot of fear and, you know, and all of that. That all takes part into it. So I totally agree with you on that.
Well, Beverly, I know my children are adults now, but I have grandkids. And mm-hmm. what I want to put out there, Donnell, I still want to always give you your props for people to start calling in so we can organize. This community needs to know they're not alone. You have somebody out here waiting, but the help that we need, even from our school counselors, principals, but also the families, that single mother. We all been inundated with that Craig case and that mother mm-hmm. who has no children. And it's been hard for her. And then the other thing is she's trusting people that may not have her best interest. And
when
I say that, she had a public platform, but all of a sudden if they lose that momentum, she's not going to get that case, her case dropped, or get to where she knows she can have a civil rights case. So we're watching it and we're getting all this talk, but there's no action behind who she has behind her now. And I'm just praying for those children, especially the 7-year-old. I would pray that, Ms. Craig, if you're listening, please try not to put that baby on any medication.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's so true. I definitely agree with you.
There's a village out here waiting to support other mothers like Ms. Craig. And I hope, Donnell, with this audience that you have tonight, Beverly, thank you for calling in. And I thank you that Donnell can have us to communicate like we're communicating, because there's so much more. 18 days into the new year, and we got to hit the ground running with a command post, rapid response team. And that's mm-hmm. what I'm going to be asking Donnell to help me support these mothers and women who go to counselors and doctors and lawyers, and they are not telling them the truth. They don't have the facts.
Right.
That's absolutely true.
Thank you so much. I'm going to call in again because we want to get a better address and an email address for people to tell us your story. Tell us what's going on with these single mothers. And tell us if you need some help. We want to reach out to you. We know social services. We know child protective services. But as a village of people and a culture, we're getting ready to get this. We're going to get this done right this year.
Yes. We got to. And whatever this radio show can do, me and Ms. Beverly, we both host the show a lot. So anything we can do for you, just let me know. And we're going to do everything we can to promote everything that's going on. What you think?
Absolutely. I just want somebody else to call in. So I want to get off so I can listen to the show and see who else is calling.
Okay. All right, then.
Thank you, Beverly.
That'll work.
You're welcome. No problem.
Okay. Thanks, Donnell.
All right.
Great show.
Thank you.
Okay.
That's Ms. Christine calling in to the radio show tonight with me and Beverly. We're talking about what's going on in our community. And it's important that we know, that we continue to know what's going on. Beverly, we got to talk about this. We got, less than 2 days, less than 72 hours before we have a new president. I want you to kind of give us your theory about that. Beverly is our news reporter. She covers everything from the Black Voice newspaper to everything that's going on in the community. So tell us a little bit about what you've been following.
Well, I've been following Donald Trump a little bit, you know, and, you know, today somebody has said in the news about how they made a mistake for voting for Donald Trump. And how they found that they made a mistake is because during the whole campaign, you know, he was talking about if he win, Hillary is getting arrested, and then he went back on his word. And they was the type of person is you keep your word as your bond. If this is what you say he was going to do, they felt as though that's what he should have did. So they call him kind of flip-floppy. You know, he did do something good on Monday for Martin Luther King's celebration. He wrote on Twitter, of course, and everybody's seen where he said everybody should celebrate this day because of a great man. And, you know, he wanted to go visit his son. You know, and some people still complaining about he really do not want to be in the White House. He wants to be in his own home.
Yeah, he's been saying that for a while.
And, you know, him and Mr. Lewis been going at it because, you know, Mr. Lewis said that somebody came into his office, I think it's been like 40 years ago, and he had the guy, he was part of KKK, and he had beat him, and he went to Mr. Lewis, and he had his son with him, and he said he apologized, and he explained to Mr. Lewis who he was, and Donald Trump said, all talking, no action, throwing fires at Mr. Lewis. So, you know, I don't know. I just say it as I hope and pray that Donald Trump start doing some good things. And, you know, I know Obama, if, you know, right now, you can say that if Obama wants some things to be done, he better go ahead and write it right now while he got a chance. Because on Friday, it's done with. It's over with.
Now, one of the biggest, but you know what, you make a really good point. One of the things that Trump been saying he's going to do, and I would definitely believe he's going to do it, he wants to change the way the health care is. He wants to change the Obama health care. But here's the deal. You're not giving a plan of how you going to change the health care. What are your thoughts on that?
Yes, he did say that he wanted to change it into something a little bit better and that will fit a little bit. But at the same time, people are not realizing because everybody's like, oh, I'm not going to have Obama health care. I'm like, well, if you had already did Obama's health care into the time where the deadline was, you'll still have it for the next year and the next year and the next year. It's not going to go away for the people who already had signed up for it. But the ones who want to come and be up on there, if he changed that, it's nothing else that you can do about it. Just like in Africa, they're upset right now in Africa because Obama did an African policy, and I guess it's still on hold all the way, and they're waiting for him to start doing some stuff because they feel like if Donald Trump becomes president, he ain't going to give a damn about us as Africans over there. So they're kind of upset with him right now, and like I said, Obama have a whole lot of stuff to do, and I guess Obama's like in his head, look, it's wrapping down. It's time for me to go ahead and retire. I done did as much as I could. Now let him go into office. And, you know, let's think about this also. Pennsylvania.
Right.
Let's think about Pennsylvania when, you know, they were out there to vote. There have not been that many people in Pennsylvania to go out there and vote. But you know what? Donald Trump really got everybody who was part of KKK and, you know, who don't like a lot of races to be on his side.
Right.
And people saying that, you know, it's all about he got money and stuff. We got an entertainer as a president that really don't even know anything. And then look at his wife. She's lost. She really don't even know anything.
But you make a good point.
And she follows him. She's not no leader.
Right. This is what I want people to know. Here's the deal. We got a man who's getting ready to become the president of the United States of America. We voted. Well, I didn't. You guys voted for this guy. Anything that happened in here in America, it's not only going to affect just one group of people. It's going to affect the whole American people. American people voted for Trump. Why would you vote for someone who really don't care about you or anybody else, but we vote for this man. We think he's going to do the right thing. The man already showed you from the beginning he was not going to do the right thing. He's a liar. He's a cheater. He does everything. But you guys vote for him. And the worse that he talks, the more you are into it. America is going to find out that Trump is not everything that we wanted him to be. Like sister said, he's already going back. Y'all give us a call, 347-989-1725. Your host, News Talk Radio host, Donnell Ballard. 347-989-1725. I want to read some of the stuff that's coming into the chat room. Not only do I want to talk about this. We got a serious problem right here in America. When we set up there and we vote for this man, people other than the 72 hours. The whole political work. Other than we're voting for this thing. The hole in depth. We like $1 trillion in depth. So we want to set a car and say, oh, it's going to be all right. It's not going to be all right. It's not. In trouble than we ever knew. Y'all give us a call at 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. We're going live to the phone lines. We're going live to 469. You are live on the radio. Who is this? 469, you live on the radio. All right, so I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, she's going to give us the rest of our news. We got to pay the bills, so we'll be right back. You're tuning in to News Talk, Community Talk, where we're keeping it real in the community. We'll be right back.
A while back, I had the pleasure of meeting a wonderful young family who had been involved in a very serious car wreck. They didn't know what to do. They were overwhelmed with problems stemming from the wreck. But all the driver that caused the wreck could say was, "I'm sorry." I told them that there are times when sorry just doesn't cut it. Then I got to work. If you or a loved one have been injured in a car wreck or 18-wheeler accident, I'm sure you're dealing with problems too. Medical bills, lost wages, transportation, and getting real compensation for your pain and suffering. I'm Attorney Roderick White. I'm your problem solver. Every client and every case is important to us. Car wrecks, 18-wheeler accidents, all serious injury claims. Call us anytime, 24/7, for a free consultation at 214 or 817. I got you. That's 214 or 817 446 8968. Or visit us online at igotyou.net.
Hey, everybody. What's up? This your man, Mr. Donnell Ballard. Welcome to the hottest community radio show. Make sure you tune in to us. Call us at 347-989-1725. Tune in to us Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here where we talk about everything that's going on in the community. If it's breaking news, we got it too. If it's today's top story news, we got it too. And guess what? It's all about the conversation. So make sure you check us out and you give us a call and let us know what's on your mind. You can talk about anything you want. Call us at 347-989-1725. And by the way, I did approve this message. So I see you on the radio. Did I say see you on the radio? Anyway, y'all already know. Call us 347-989-1725 and tune in to us Monday through Friday where we are making a difference.
This is Chili Mo from Coast to Coast, 13th Street Records in Los Angeles. And currently, we're implementing the International Stop the Violence campaign. Our focus is on 3 points, and that is the lack of education, the lack of jobs, and poverty. So we're looking for men and women to help us in mentoring not only the good students, but at-risk students. We're also looking for businesses and corporations to step up and give opportunities such as job training and jobs to our young men and women. But we feel that by addressing the lack of education and the lack of jobs, that will be the solution to poverty. But what we really need to do is to change the mindset of young men and women, but more importantly, change the mindset of adults. And ultimately, we can change the mindset of humanity. You can contact me at www.chilimostmusic.com. That's www.chilimostmusic.com. Peace.
Visit the website www.getfreegas.tk. That's getfreegas.tk. Are you looking for work? Or do you just need some extra money? Go to www.getfreegas.tk today. Watch the video, create your free account, and learn the easy money formula at Get getfreegas.tk. www.getfreegas.tk. Go check it out today.
A while back, I had the pleasure of meeting a wonderful young family who had been involved in a very serious car wreck. They didn't know what to do. They were overwhelmed with problems stemming from the wreck. But all the driver that caused the wreck could say was, "I'm sorry." I told them that there are times when sorry just doesn't cut it. Then I got to work. If you or a loved one have been injured in a car wreck or 18-wheeler accident, I'm sure you're dealing with problems too. Medical bills, lost wages, transportation, and getting real compensation for your pain and suffering. I'm Attorney Roderick White. I'm your problem solver. Every client and every case is important to us. Car wrecks, 18-wheeler accidents, all serious injury claims. Call us anytime, 24/7, for a free consultation at 214 or 817 I Got You. That's 214 or 817 446 8968. Or visit us online at igotyou.net.
Visit the website www.getfreegas.tk. That's getfreegas.tk. Are you looking for work? Or do you just need some extra money? Go to www.getfreegas.tk today. Watch the video, create your free account, and learn the easy money formula at getfreegas.tk. www.getfreegas.tk. Go check it out today.
We are back right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's a beautiful night. It is officially 32 after the hour, 9:32 in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And we want to talk about what's going on in the community. Open line tonight. You can give us a call at 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. We're going to bring my main man up, Mr. Ed Gray, who needs no introduction. Got one of the hottest community shows. You've probably seen him on WFAA-TV, Dallas Fort on Channel 8. And we got live with us right to the show. How you doing, and Mr. Ed Gray?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, Mr. Dollar. You doing okay?
Man, I cannot complain. You know, what they say, it wouldn't do no good anyway, because I don't think nobody listening.
Well, I think someone listens. Everyone listens to you, man, and you are a very vital part of our community, and we really do appreciate it. I appreciate the opportunity to come in and talk to you. I've just arrived here at my home, so if you hear anyone in the background, that's me not being on WFAA Inside Texas Politics, where you can catch me on Sunday mornings at 9, on 8, or on the Commission Radio Show, where you can catch me on the Fishbowl Radio Network from 3 to 5 every Saturday. So you're just catching me here live at home, being what I do best, being daddy and being a husband. So I'm glad to be here, man, spending some time talking to you, man. We got a lot of stuff going on in Fort Worth, man. Fort Worth is waking up for a change. Can you hear me?
Was at the big press conference that happened for the Craig family. Dozen people was out there. It really was a sad day in Fort Worth on last Monday. I want to get your input on what you think about the situation when the video went viral. What you think about the situation that's been happening with the Craig family?
Well, I think the situation regarding the Craig family should not have happened at all. What essentially happened was that we received colored people's justice. And when I said that on Channel 8, I referred back to the great philosopher, I believe it was Richard Pryor, who said we seek justice, but we get just us, J-U-S-T-U-S, just us. Mm-hmm. We have our punishment meted out to us differently. In this particular case, her punishment was that she was talking aggressively to a white police officer, and the police officer mm-hmm. took offense to it, and she went to jail for it. But nowhere have we even addressed the issue of, first of all, the misconduct of the police officer. The mm-hmm. misconduct of the police officer resulted in a 10-day suspension that he's appealing, which means he hasn't lost any money yet. But we're also dealing with the fact we had a 7-year-old that was choked, that someone admitted that he choked. The policeman also admitted that he choked him when he used the words, well, when he talked to Ms. Craig by saying, why don't you tell your son not to litter?
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, he knew the response to him littering was him being choked. So therefore, he sanctioned that, which again goes back mm-hmm. to colored people's justice. We don't receive the same type of justice in America that white people do. Sort of like my mother used to say, you can't do what they do.
Okay. I heard that a lot, too. And that make a lot of sense what you're saying. So what do you think?
We have a very bad connection. I couldn't hear the question at all.
Hello?
I couldn't hear the question at all. Could you please repeat it?
My biggest thing is a comment. My biggest thing, let me see. Do I got you? You make sure your microphone is on. My biggest thing that I'm concerned about, Mr. Gray, is mm-hmm. that they're going to bring this same police officer back into mm-hmm. the neighborhood. What are your thoughts on that?
Mm-hmm. I don't think the police officer needs to be brought back in the neighborhood at all. I understand that one of my social justice partners, Mr. Merritt, wants him terminated completely. In the absence of him not being terminated completely, I don't believe he needs to be back into the neighborhood at all. The whole idea of the protests are basically to make sure that we take this guy off the street. But I'm also concerned with this narrative as well. And I have been contacting other social justice organizations such as the NAACP, and I've been telling them they need to get more involved into the community. It's sort of like
mm-hmm.
the movie Boys in the Hood, where where my man says they don't know, they don't show, they don't care what's going on in the hood. So what
mm-hmm.
we need to have and make sure that everyone is understanding what's going on in the hood, and we need to hold accountable the people down at City Hall. That would be the police chief. It would be the policeman. It would be the mayor, who in turn called
mm-hmm.
it a session that you were in when you was covering it. She called it a bitch session. So you end up
mm-hmm.
having that as something we have to deal with, and we also have to deal with the complicity of silence that has existed in the African-American community. Wait a minute, I want to make sure everyone understands what I'm saying. In the black community, which exists in the black community on this whole entire case, we have some organizations that haven't said a word about it. There are some ministers who have not said a word about it. They're saying we're going to go ahead and let the system take care of us. And as I just stated before, the system has been taking care of us, but it hasn't been doing a pretty good job at it. So this is why I'm asking for those people that are listening to your show, and you have lots of listeners that are listening to your show. I would want them to go ahead and make phone calls in, send the emails, just go online, look up the city of Fort Worth, look up where the mayor's email address is, and say that I do not support, tell Mayor Betsy Price, I do not support your behavior, first of all, and we do not support the policy that you and Chief Fitzgerald have regarding the Jacqueline Craig case. Something simple as that. We do not support you regarding Jacqueline Craig. Just make that a simple sentence and go ahead and send it in, and have your folks just keep doing that to put this pressure on them while they can go ahead and retract the policy that's being met regarding Officer Martin. Because one of the things that's happened is that if he mm-hmm. appeals the case, which he has done, that you can go ahead and have it that first order of business of the 10-day suspension can be lifted and they can change it to something else. That's what we need to do. You have another question, and I can't hear you. The next time, why don't I just come into your studio? I would love to go ahead and talk to you face-to-face, and that way we won't have these technical. You soon. I appreciate you for everything that you're doing in our community, and we need more people like you. Hello, are you still there?
You know what? It's a blog talk system. It does that from time to time. It does that. Because that's what's
okay.
going on, too. But, yeah, I'm going to get you back on, man. We're going to get you back on the program because I want you to come on. And tell them what time you come on.
3 to 5 on Saturdays, the Commish Radio Show. And we appreciate what you're doing, Brother Ballard.
I'm going to tell you what. Thank you, too.
All right. Thank you, sir. Take care.
All right, that's Mr. Ed Gray right here on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk to, I think we're going live to her right now. We got Miss Hamilton live with us. Good evening, Miss Hamilton.
Hey, Donnie B, how you doing?
I am good. Can you hear me loud and clear?
Yeah, I can hear you. I heard him, too. I think it was just on your end. I heard everything that he was saying. And, yes, when does he come on? I haven't... I don't think I've heard his show on, but I've heard his name and everything, and I would like to have him to come to some of our organization meetings. I don't know if he's still on or not. Is he? Is he still on the show? Okay, what'd you say, Donnie? Yeah, 'cause I think he has a lot of good points there. In reference to the NAACP, Fort Worth NAACP is not involved in it, and we need to get more people involved and become members of the NAACP in the Fort Worth area. So, you know, we're trying to find out when are the NAACP meetings in Fort Worth are. I mean, Arlington and Grand Prairie have theirs on point. I listened to Judge Hicks last night on our live video.
Now Fort Worth. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Fort Worth working on one, trying to get one together.
Well, we have a NAACP organization, but it's not active. It's only so many people that attend, and they have one function a year that they send out for the annual NAACP event, and the same people are there. If you're in that clique, those are the people that attend. You know, you have your politicians, your mayor is there, and those people, but the word doesn't get out to the communities. Hey, we're having a banquet. You all need to come. You all need to get involved. That is not put out there
right.
To the community, and that's what the communities
mm-hmm.
need to do. Start getting more involved. I mean, if they're not going to include you, include yourself in your own neighborhood association or your community or people that are having stuff that that. Involves you and that you want to be a part of. Everybody needs to be
right.
a part of something. You know, we
I
have
agree.
All of these. Yeah, I mean, it's like they said, Fort Worth, when they talk about Fort Worth pride where? I'm just like Deborah Peoples when she makes
you're,
a statement
you're right.
and said she is sick of hearing about the Fort Worth pride. Yes, I'm sick of hearing about Fort Worth pride too. Where is Fort Worth pride?
That's
we
right.
have the women standing up. We have more women standing up for our stuff than we have our men. Where are our men at? Why aren't they speaking out?
And you know what else, Ms. Hamilton? We need to get – can you hear me real good now?
Yes, I can hear you. And could you have
okay.
The young man to call you back? Because I'd like to ask him a question.
Yes, yes. Hey, real quick, Ms. Hamilton, we need to get prepared to a protest for the women. The Marion, the guy that played on the TV show that was in all that mess with Trump,
about talking bad about women, he's going to be coming to Fort Worth next month in February the 11th at the Grand Plaza. Everybody need to be prepared. All the women need to be prepared to protest.
Well, did you see on the CNN where the Castro brothers are not attending the inauguration? Also,
I heard. Yes, I heard that.
And there was a question. There was a question asked on that same statement. Was Mark Vesey going to attend the inauguration, or was he going to stand with the boycott during the inauguration? And they said it's a yes and no answer. He answered yes and gave an explanation why he was attending. And there was some statements and comments on the Facebook. It was horrible. It was really horrible. He is going to the inauguration, but he would not be boycotting.
What you're saying is he's going to go to the inauguration knowing that what's his name? What's the guy's name? The guy that's been fighting for civil rights for years.
Right. Yes. He has made the statement on Facebook, on a comment that, what's his name? I'm trying to get the man's name so you can look it up. He had asked Mark, and this was a statement from Mark Vesey on Facebook, that he gave an explanation why he was going to attend. You know, it was, you know, and there was no good comments on the people stating why he should go.
Wow. You would think that he would be in with the rest of the people.
But these are y'all officials that y'all
are
going to
be boycotting.
Well, well, these are the people that we keep putting back in office that need to be accountable. Like the young man on the radio that just got off. What's his name?
Mr. Ed Gray.
Mr. Ed Gray. We made that statement. They need to be accountable for, you know, what's going on. Like he said, you haven't seen some of the pastors, you haven't seen some of the officials that we have put in office that's supposed to be there to support us. This lady and her family are registered voters. They vote, and they have voted you in, and I'm sure they went straight Democrat when they went to the voting polls.
Yes, right.
So they voted for you,
right.
And you cannot sit up here and support them. Not just him, but the other officials. Now, Nicole Collier, I got to tell you, Nicole Collier has stood out there and spoke. You know, Nicole
has stepped up.
I got to give her props on that. But these other ones that are sitting there, going out of town, doing this and that, you know, enjoying their life, and we're putting you in office and you're not doing anything for us. But you could be on the Photoshop.
Oh yeah, and you know anything to make them look good and stuff. Let me ask you this: we haven't really talked too much about that.
What?
What are your thoughts on the Craig family? Can you hear me?
Oh yes, the Craig family. I talked with Mr. Lee, which is her lawyer and everything.
Okay.
They're doing okay. But, you know, they still need, they got a lot of support, but they need more support. So this here, starting 2017, from here on out, Fort Worth need to step up. And they talk about they don't want to bring people from the outside in. Well, the people on the inside that we have put in office and everything, they're not doing anything.
They're not doing
their
job.
So we need someone. Yeah, they're not doing their job.
I agree.
They're not doing their job.
I agree.
And matter of fact, tomorrow at Holy Tabernacle, right there on 820 and Ramey, Unity in the Community will be having a meeting too, and I will be attending to see where they're going to.
Are they getting ready to organize something real big?
Yeah, we always the Unity in the Community. We have meetings every third Thursday of the month, And, you know,
okay.
We did the march. They've done a lot of things. Bail is one of the headliners there. Him
I love
and,
that man. That man
pastor,
does a lot in the community.
Yeah, him and Pastor Samples, and which at Samples Church, that, you know, and we have some other pastors there. P.F. Tatum will be there. Chief Fitzgerald
yes.
will be there, you know.
Okay.
To answer some questions. So that starts at 1 o'clock on Thursday at the church.
Okay. Now, what's the church located?
Right off of 820 in Ramey. It's right behind the bank. It's on the. It's facing the freeway.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's
and that's going to be
church.
Okay, and tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Uh-huh. Tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
So those who are interested in being part of that, make sure that y'all go and check that out. And, again, we definitely want to thank you for calling in to the radio show. You know you are always welcome.
Yeah, thank you, Donnie B. I listen to your every show you have, radio, TV.
everything,
Facebook.
Huh? Right?
You got everything going, but that's great, though, Donnie B. You know, that is really great.
It's all about,
and,
you know what? It's all about the community. It's all about promotion and marketing on what's
yeah,
going
well,
on.
Yeah, we have a... Right, and we have our big neighborhood association meeting January the 31st. We will be having some special people there. So come on out, and I'm calling in all of the neighborhood associations and their presidents to attend this. I'm trying to get Dr. Mary Ellen Hicks, Judge Hicks, to come and speak because she did a great speech the other day at the NAACP swearing in out
Woo,
of Arlington
yeah,
and Grand Prairie.
Yeah. Wow,
she
I missed
she
it,
really
but
did.
She,
I got
she does a lot of
her.
Stuff.
Yeah, her and her sister, Deborah. Matter of fact,
yes,
Deborah
I love
is down
Deborah.
There in Washington, too. She will
oh,
be
going to Washington?
Boycott. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
She's up there right
okay.
now. Yeah,
well, we're
going to
be in
right
Austin.
Now.
We're going to be in Austin next Tuesday morning. Then I got to come back to Fort Worth. After we get back that night to be at the City Hall meeting. So we got a busy, busy day on next Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, that is next Tuesday. Where everybody's supposed to be at City Hall.
Yes,
it?
Yes.
Tuesday night.
But we're going to be in Austin. We're leaving to go to Austin at 6 a.m. in the morning.
Oh, you said that's on the 24th. Okay, because our big thing is on the 31st. I got the Tuesdays mixed up. Yeah, you're right.
Uh-huh. Well, on the 31st,
yeah,
you got an event coming up on the 31st?
Yes, at the Martin Luther King Center.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah, at the Martin Luther
well,
King
I'm
Center.
I'm going to get with you on that so we can promote it, okay?
Okay, then. Okay. All right, Donnie, but you take care, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.
All right, then. That'll work. Y'all heard it first
okay,
right here. We're going to take a quick break. And we'll be right back with Mo, right here.
A while back, I had the pleasure of meeting a wonderful young family who had been involved in a very serious car wreck. They didn't know what to do. They were overwhelmed with problems stemming from the wreck. But all the driver that caused the wreck could say was, "I'm sorry." I told them that there are times when sorry just doesn't cut it. Then I got to work. If you or a loved one have been injured in a car wreck or 18-wheeler accident, I'm sure you're dealing with problems too. Medical bills, lost wages, transportation, and getting real compensation for your pain and suffering. I'm Attorney Roderick White. I'm your problem solver. Every client and every case is important to us. Car wrecks, 18-wheeler accidents, all serious injury claims. Call us anytime, 24/7, for a free consultation at 214 or 817 I Got You. That's 214 or 817 446-8968 or visit us online at igotyou.net.
Hey everybody, what's up? This your man, Mr. Donnell Ballard. Welcome to the hottest community radio show. Make sure you tune in to us. Call us at 347-989-1725. Tune in to us Monday through Friday, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here where we talk about everything that's going on in the community. If it's breaking news, we got it too. If it's today's top story news, we got it too. And guess what? It's all about the conversation. So make sure you check us out and you give us a call and let us know what's on your mind. You can talk about anything you want. Call us at 347-989-1725. And by the way,
I did approve this message. So I see you on the radio. Did I say see you on the radio? Anyway, y'all already know. Call us 347-989-1725 and tune in to us Monday through Friday where we are making a difference.
This is Chili Mo from Coast to Coast, 13th Street Records in Los Angeles. And currently, we're implementing the International Stop the Violence campaign. Our focus is on 3 points, and that is the lack of education, the lack of jobs, and poverty. So we're looking for men and women to help us in mentoring not only the good students, but at-risk students. We're also looking for businesses and corporations to step up and give opportunities such as job training and jobs to our young men and women. But we feel that by addressing the lack of education and the lack of jobs, that will be the solution to poverty. But what we really need to do is to change the mindset of young men and women, but more importantly, change the mindset of adults. And ultimately, we can change the mindset of humanity. You can contact me at www.chilimostmusic.com. That's www.chilimostmusic.com. Peace.
Visit the website www.getfreegas.tk. That's getfreegas.tk. Are you looking for work? Or do you just need some extra money? Go to www.getfreegas.tk today. Watch the video, create your free account, and learn the easy money formula at getfreegas.tk. www.getfreegas.tk. Go check it out today.
A while back, I had the pleasure of meeting a wonderful young family who had been involved in a very serious car wreck. They didn't know what to do. They were overwhelmed with problems stemming from the wreck. But all the driver that caused the wreck...
Y'all, it is official, 57 after the hour. You tune in to us right here on Community Talk, where we talk about what's going on in our community. And, you know, this is a lot going on, from the Craig family to a lot of protesting all across the country. The inauguration is coming up, and I know everybody is wondering who's not going to be there. Well, a lot of celebrities are not going to be there. Rapper T.I. say he definitely don't want to be there. Now, Steve Harvey, there's still a big thing if he's going to be there. We don't know all the details who's not going to be there. But we're going to We're going to go live to the phone line. So we got another young man who wants to talk about some stuff going on with him. Welcome to the show. What's going on, man?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello. Good.
You live on the radio.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you loud and clear. What's going on with you tonight?
Nothing. Just feeling great on my life, and I was doing stuff that I should have been doing lately, but now I'm back in control of my life. And I really don't think Donald Trump should be the president, because he's taking all our stuff away from the time. Well, he shouldn't, because I think Hillary Clinton should be the president better than
the next president.
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay. Let me ask you this. What are your thoughts on President-elect Trump? Do you think, from your input, you know, everybody has a right, even if you like President Trump, we want to know what people think, from Republicans to Democrats. What are your personal thoughts on Trump? Do you think he's going to, for your experience, do you think he's going to be a good president?
No. No, he's not going to be a good president because of the way that people are thinking that he's not going to be good because right now Hillary Clinton is going to hopefully run the president instead of Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah,
so
I mean,
I don't think Donald Trump will be the president because he's not a good president for us. Because right now he's really destroying the schools and stuff like that and not really taking his good old time to be the president.
Mm-hmm.
So you feel that he's not going to be a good...
Yes.
Even though he's saying he's going to give all these good jobs away and he's going to build the border, you still feel that he's not going to really do what he say he's going to do.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's a good thing. Everybody has the right to their input on what's going on, and you know, I kind of agree with you. You are right. He's definitely not going to make a good president. I don't personally think he's going to make a good president. That's just my personal opinion. But my personal opinion is not the personal opinion of the radio show. So you have that right to do that. Also, you want to talk about something else, man. What else is going on that you would like to talk about?
Nothing really?
Okay. Well, I tell you what, man. Definitely want to thank you for calling in. We on every night. If you got a hot topic you want to talk about, we normally come on from 8 to 10. You're welcome to call in every night if there's something going on, okay?
All right.
We want to thank you for calling in to the radio show. And again, hot topic tonight, inauguration is less than 72 hours away. And a lot of people are saying they're not going to go to the inauguration. A lot of people saying, hey, I don't want no dealings with the inauguration. I don't want no dealings with him. And I'm just not going to go. Trump also feels that the people are wrong, but he say he's not going to worry about what the people say. He's just going to continue to do what he's going to do. Hundreds and hundreds of people are going to be protesting and picketing on that particular day. And they also asking everyone to please do not turn your TV on the inauguration and give him the lowest rating out there. So we'll continue to see what happened with that, and we're going to be right back right after this. You tune in to us on the hottest community radio show. Also, if you got a topic and you want to hear, we want to hear from you. What is it that you want to talk about? What is it? Let us know what's going on with you, and let's talk about some personal things that's happening in our community. Let's talk about some big things that's going on right here.
Thank you.